Steve Roof, and I heard a beep a while ago, so I assume you joined us.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Well, we are running a project. It's a couple years of research, and it's a research experiences for undergraduates of our EU program, sponsored by the National Science Foundation. So our goals are sort of split, but a big part of our goal is introducing undergraduate students to the thrills of Arctic research. And we have money for a three-year program. We'll be starting our second year this summer. We take seven students actually up last year and again this year, and we get them involved in understanding how to go about doing climate change research in the Arctic. And so our setting is up on Svalbard, which is a group of islands north of Norway. Spitsbergen is the island that we work on. It's very nice because we can fly up there. There are regularly scheduled flights up to the town of Longyearbyen. We have a collaboration there with UNIS, the University of System of Norway, colleagues there that are wonderful to work with. We have facilities there. We spend a few days with the students getting orientated in Longyearbyen. We have a little bit of safety training, learn how to use rifles for polar bear protection and other survival things. And then we go out to another very nice facility out at near our field site. So we actually are able to stay in buildings with heat and electricity, running water, hot showers, and all that. And then we hike out every day about a 45-minute hike out to a lake where we do most of our work. And so the research is centered around a glacier, river, and lake system. And our ultimate goal is to be able to understand how climate change in this area has occurred over the last couple of thousand years as recorded in the lake sediments. And the previous work has shown that these lake sediments are very finely laminated. So there's a really nice record there of climate change. We just need to learn better how to interpret that record. And so our main thrust is to understand how sedimentation in the lake is influenced by basically local weather events, warm days, cold days, rainy days, that sort of thing, how that acts to influence the delivery of sediment through this system and out into the lake. So we've set up a weather station that's been running continuously now for 2 years. We have that goes on through the winter. In the summertime, well, we have sediment traps out in the lake now underneath the ice. We will recover those in the summer, measure the amount of sediment that has been deposited in the lake in different locations over the winter and during spring melt. We measure the discharge of the river. We measure the sediment concentration. We look at the glacier. We're collaborating with the folks at the North Polar Institute, the research, basically the U.S. Geological Survey of Norway, and we do glacier mass balance monitoring. All of this to better understand how the local weather conditions influence meltwater runoff and sediment capture. And so students typically are participants will pick different projects and get involved, and some of them might be looking at the glacier, some of them might be looking at sedimentation in the lake, some at stream discharge and how the fluctuations in discharge affect sediment delivery. So right now, students who participated last summer are in the process, most of them, of completing senior theses, and our students who have joined us for this coming summer are in the process of learning more about it. So we have a wonderful exchange of information, and the new students will be picking projects and carrying on and continuing what we've learned from our last year's experience. So it's quite fun, and we find it really, really satisfying to be working with the students, and as somebody previously mentioned, basically training the people who are going to be replacing us sometime soon as scientists and researchers. We find that to be really satisfying. So that's our goal. It's both educating undergraduate students and encouraging them to continue their research as a graduate student, and then also learning something significant about the climate change up there in that part of the Arctic.
Great. Thank you, Steve. Any questions for him? Okay. And Bob?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm really looking forward to getting out in the field and getting a little dirty, and it sounds like I will be out in the water and collecting stuff. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking to you know, help out however I can, whether it's helping out the undergraduates with their research. I'm looking to put something together using GIS and geographic information systems, maybe, and for my own students with some of the things I did. I have a whole thing going with my students with that. The other part, which is kind of interesting, is some of my students already know some of the, my old students know some of the students going out on this program, and there's this, I'll end up being a recruiter for you, I have a feeling, in the next couple of years.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah, it's really, I'm very, very excited about getting out there and helping you out with this.
Okay, great. Max, you're on.